Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to my show. You know, I still think the number one story in America is Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot granting interviews only to black or brown journalists. It's so incredible, this is what America's become. What a racist witch on a broomstick. Unbelievable. Just amazing. She looks like Beetlejuice. So bizarre. What a bizarre-looking woman. Lesbian, married to her white wife, but she'll only speak to journalists who are black or brown. That's how you wipe out racism in America? You judge people by the color of their skin? What if I said I'm only doing interviews with white journalists? What if I was the mayor of Las Vegas and I said I'm only doing interviews with white journalists? I don't speak to black people. Can you imagine the firestorm? You'd be out tomorrow. But you could be the mayor of Chicago, the third biggest city in America, and be completely racist and show a hatred and a disdain for white people. You know, Joe Rogan is probably the single most popular podcaster on the planet Earth. Millions of people listen to Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan said just days ago, soon white people are not going to be allowed, white men are not going to be allowed to talk or leave their homes. It's headed there. And he said, you think I'm joking? I'm not joking. It's not a funny comment. It's truth. It's a sad commentary on the United States of America. And in hour one, I even went a step further. The left not only hates white people, they hate Jews. And most Jews are liberal Democrats. Makes no sense. I'm Jewish. So I could say that. Talk about self-hating. Talk about self-destructive. Talk about confused. Talk about dysfunctional. The Democrat Party hates you, hates Israel. Well, I guess most Jews don't matter because most Jews side with the Palestinians now. I saw an article that there's a reformed rabbinical organization in America, and they want all their rabbis to side with the Palestinian people. Jews don't even understand what's happening here. This is 1938, man. They're coming after you. And Christians, and white people, and Republican conservatives, and capitalists, and business owners. And you're going to be the first, because Jews are, without a doubt, the most successful group of people in the United States of America. So you're the ones they're going to hate and blame and scapegoat when socialists and Marxists and communists take power. You're going to be the first ones that they take the business away, they arrest. They grab your assets, they put you in prison, they torture you, and they shoot you in a firing squad. Go ask the people of Cuba. Well, you know, those who already experienced it are dead. Ask the people of Venezuela. Those who experienced it are already dead. Go ask the people in the Soviet Union. They're dead. Go ask the people in the Communist Republic, People's Republic of China. Dead. There's no one alive to talk about Stalin's reign of terror. Communism killed 100 million people or so. I think the real figure was like 93 million in the 21st century. But you have to understand what I'm saying. That's not the people that starved, because communism, of course, starves everyone, because when you don't give anybody any money, no matter how hard you work, you get the same money as the guy down the street who's a lazy bum that doesn't work. Nobody works anymore, and so there are no crops. Nothing's manufactured. Nothing's created. There are no innovations. Everybody starves in a drab gray world. There's no color. Speaking in the old Soviet Union, in the old East Germany, Everything's depressing. People are starving to death. So I would say hundreds of millions starve to death because of communism. I'm just talking about with 90 million plus, close to 100 million dying, murdered directly by communists. 100 million or so murdered directly by communism. Plus the hundreds of millions who starved to death. And it all starts with being jealous of the people who make money. Who are the people that make money? Well, it's not racist or prejudiced or anti-Semitism to admit out loud Jews are very bright, very educated, very talented, very creative, big personality, and they make a lot of money. They're very successful in America. Matter of fact, the most liberal college in America is Columbia University. And I went there. I graduated Ivy League Columbia University, Wayne Root, class of 83, with Barack Obama. It's probably the single most liberal school in America, most progressive school in America. Number two, but not beating Columbia, close second, would be Berkeley. And the deal with Columbia is, even Columbia, liberal progressive Columbia, had a course that I had to take. I think I had taken. I'm pretty sure it was one of the core curriculum, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe I just chose to take it. But it was called Ethnicity in America, and it proved back in 1982-83, the most successful group of people to ever come to America are the Jews, the Jewish people, by far. You know, a distant second were the Asian people, and then everybody else came after them, Irish, Italian, Polish, whatever. And, of course, black and Hispanic and American Indian. The number one culture in American history for success in the business world, Jewish people. That was taught at a progressive, ultra-liberal, communist Marxist college, Columbia University. So you don't think when communists take over, the very first group they're going to try and take away all your assets and blame you and scapegoat you and herd you into concentration camps and shoot you after they've tortured you? That's what they do in Cuba. That's what they did in Venezuela. They do in every communist country. The very first group they're going to destroy and scapegoat are going to be the Jews. So why are, and I'm Jewish, why are Jews liberal? It makes no sense. Why are they rooting for socialism when socialism makes everyone poor and they scapegoat the rich and take all their money from them? And it's going to be the Jews who are the ones who are going to pay the price. And I pointed out in hour one in Los Angeles just last night. Palestinians drove in a caravan down La Cienega Boulevard near Beverly, which is where I used to live. I lived 13 years in Los Angeles, and the first 2 years I lived in the Hollywood Hills, right above Fairfax, near La Cienega and Beverly. I mean, 5 minutes away. Very Jewish area. Lots of Orthodox Jews with yarmulkes on their head. And lots of restaurants of people eating outside last night, and they drove through the area screaming, F Jews. And they didn't say F, they used the word, which I can't say on the radio, but which I liberally sprinkle in my podcast. The only way I'm ever liberal in life, I liberally sprinkle the F word into my podcast, because there are some things that need the F word. And describing liberals needs the F word. Describing Biden and Obama needs the F word. Describing people who hate Israel and hate Jews needs the F word. Describing anyone who hates American exceptionalism and doesn't like it and wants to make us all unexceptional and average and live in misery, equality, shared misery, that needs the F word. But anyway, I digress. And they drove through screaming curses against Jews. And then literally mobs of Palestinians ran down the street and upset Jews eating outside at the restaurant. This was not in Israel. This was in Los Angeles last night. And they went up to people and asked them, are you Jewish? And a few brave souls, like I would have, said yes. I would have stabbed up right up to their face. I'd get right up against their nose. Yeah, I'm Jewish. F you. Put my middle finger right in their face. I'm Jewish. I'm white. I'm Republican. Screw you. And yes, I'm successful. And in one hand would be my dinner knife and the other would be my fork. Let's go for it. But unfortunately, sadly, there's too many people in this country that are wimps. And so, you know, very few were willing to stand up to them. And the two did. One of them wound up in the hospital. This is going on in America. These are pogroms. This is 1938 revisited. This is Kristallnacht. to be a Jew in America, to be white in America, to be a white straight male in America, to be a Republican conservative in America, to be a capitalist in America is now a crime and a sin. Joe Rogan's right. Soon they're coming for us. Soon you can't speak. Soon you can't leave your house. Soon you're not going to be able to hold jobs. Remember those signs at the turn of the 20th century? Italians and Irish and dogs need not apply for jobs. Jews need not apply for jobs. They're going to be back again. I speak all over the world about success. I was so successful, I gave speeches about success all over the world, like Tony Robbins, before I got into this talk show business. And I gave 4 speeches in South Africa in a 2-year period. Love the South African people. But I heard from them what a misery their economic system is. How it holds everyone back. Because nothing is about performance or talent or education. You could only hire someone first because they're black. And then second because they are mulatto. And then third because they are, I think third was a woman. I think fourth was disabled. I can't even remember what fifth was. And then sixth at the bottom of the list was a white male. So if you were white, you almost impossible to get a job in South Africa. So this is the anti-apartheid, right? Apartheid was horrible. Can't believe anybody would do that to any race of people. Can't believe anybody would hold someone back because they're black. Terrible. Awful. But isn't this the opposite of... It's racism in and of itself. It's reverse racism. It's anti-apartheid. It's pro-apartheid, actually. It's the same as apartheid. To say you can't get a job because you're white. This is coming to America when the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, can say out loud, I'll only grant interviews to black or brown journalists. That is racism squared. That is disgusting. That is disgraceful. That is un-American. And count me as someone who would never say, I don't give a job to someone because of the color of their skin. I won't grant an interview because of the color of your skin. How outrageous.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll
you'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, the sponsor of the segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. You all know that I turned 60 this summer in July, but I'm in the best shape of my entire life. I love working out hard every day. But working out hard when you're 60 years old can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. Jay said that I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. I put the roll-on on, I swear to you, after every workout, and it's just amazing. I used to be sore. I'm not sore anymore. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American-grown, American-made. CBD is real, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsofliberty.cbd.com. Just say WAR15 and get up to 25% off. They will take good care of you. Let's give the phone number out, 833-WAR-TALK, right? WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll-free anywhere in all 50 states. And we've got open time from now through the end of the show. So the last half hour of the show, we will take calls. No more guests for the rest of the show. Don't forget, next week we've got President Trump coming on the show. And Mike Lindell will be on the show next week as well from MyPillow. President Trump, Mike Lindell next week. I won't tell you what day. You got to tune in and find out.
Great interviews next week. 30-minute sit-down with the president, former president of the United States, requested by him. Little housekeeping. Anytime you want to email me, it's wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. My website is rootforamerica.com. rootforamerica.com. All my videos, all my columns are there. And you could find me at Parler, which has come back to life. Still kind of doesn't work great. It's not perfect, but it's there. And I was going to say my tweets, but they're not tweets. They're parlays. They're posts. My parlays and posts are at parler.com. And I'll be joining many other social media in the next few weeks, and I'll tell you about all of them. But my handle at Parler is @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. And the call-in number again for your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. University of Cal San Diego, I talk about, you know, this racism, this feverish racism that's catching all over America. You get rid of one thing, COVID, and you get racism. Feverish racism. University of Cal San Diego lumps Blue Lives Matter supporters in with white terrorists. Campus Reform recently reported University of California San Diego's decision to roll out a white allyship program with an intentional focus on the work white people need to do. As a response to the campus community's desire to strengthen white allyship in particular, the Office for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion unveiled its White Allyship Action and Accountability Initiative. According to the website, the program's goal is to holistically and comprehensively promote anti-racism by strengthening white ally engagement in efforts to mitigate bias and to deepen white, is that ally? A-L-L-Y instead of ally, it must be ally, involvement in educating on anti-racism. To deepen white ally capacity to identify, engage, and actively promote anti-racism and a diverse, equitable, and inclusive campus. Although people of all races can participate in the White Allyship Action and Accountability Initiative, it is mainly concentrated on the work white people need to do. This indicates the program is designed to shame whites and brainwash them with leftist BS about race relations. And in the program's first module, participants are recommended to read Me and White Supremacy, which calls on people who hold white privilege to examine their unconscious racist thoughts and behaviors through a 28-day reflection process, complete with journalist prompts. Everybody's a white supremacist. Everybody. And if you like the police, you're a white supremacist and a white terrorist. The first circle in the seven circles of whiteness, the first circle is called white terrorist. Includes people who are most likely to be seen with a gun, believe in MAGA and Blue Lives Matter, and use white evangelical rhetoric to justify racism. Individuals who exhibit rigid patriotism are also included on the list, alongside the KKK and the alt-right. So you're a white terrorist if you're a patriot, you love America, and you believe in Trump, and you're a conservative.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions remain high in Israel, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden needs to stand up for Israel in their fight against the Palestinians and Hamas terrorists.
Now is a time when the Biden administration ought to step forward and say we're going to replenish the Iron Dome munitions that are saving thousands of lives.
Cruz and other members of the GOP also saying the president needs to stop talking to Iran, which funds Hamas.
Instead of attacking and belittling and undermining the nation of Israel, President Biden ought to be standing with Israel and replenishing the Iron Dome.
White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says more than 125 million Americans are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Slavitt also saying at least 60% of adults have gotten at least one dose. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Yeah. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care share. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And here's two things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. $1.2 billion. So this is no joke you're dealing with. This is serious stuff. This is not some little, you know, tax-deductible nonprofit church. They paid out $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. And secondly, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. I've had 6 years with them, and it's been six great years, and I've saved well over $120,000 since I joined, probably closer to $150,000 to $180,000, depending on what my premium would be 6 years later with Aetna, who I left when I joined Liberty HealthShare. It was $2,000 a month when I left. What would it be now? Certainly it would be $3,000 a month. So it's very possible, you know, that's an extra $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year times 6 years, $72,000 more. Add $120 and $72, that's $192,000. So somewhere between $120 and $190 I've saved. Could you use an extra $120,000? How about an extra $190,000? To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. To stay in the same vein, BLM founder who went on a property buying spree, she bought millions of dollars worth of houses. I believe it was over $3 million worth of houses. That's where your BLM money's going. I mean, are you stupid? Are you dumb out there giving money to BLM? She went on a property buying spree, and now she complains about white supremacy in the housing market. And all the houses she bought were in the whitest areas you could possibly buy a house. She's the BLM co-founder, Patrice Kahn-Coolers, is now complaining about white supremacy in the housing market. She spent a total of, I told you, $3.2 million on four homes, including one in Topanga Canyon. When I first moved to L.A., that's where I lived. I lived for the first 6 months in Topanga Canyon. Then I lived for 2 years in the Hollywood Hills above Fairfax. And then I lived the last about 11 years in Malibu. But I lived in Topanga Canyon. It is so white. I never saw a black person in Topanga Canyon. And here it is, a black population of just 1.6%. That's, you know, remember, I moved in 30 years ago, 1989. 30-plus years ago, 32 years ago. So back then it was zero black people. Now it's 1.6%. Why would she buy a house there? If you're so big into black rights and you don't like white people, why are you buying a house, a multi-million dollar house, in an all-white neighborhood? Another home is a custom ranch in Georgia surrounded by 3.2 rural acres and features a private airplane hangar in addition to an indoor swimming pool. This is what you got for your money. Over the weekend, Coolers highlighted a story by NPR, National Public Radio, on the low rate of black home ownership in areas like Compton. Thank you for highlighting the history of racism inside of the housing market and why black home ownership has always been a way to disrupt white supremacy, she tweeted out. But not for Coolers. There's no problem with white supremacy. She got her loans. I mean, talk about a grifter. After a spending spree was revealed, the establishment went into full panic mode, with Facebook blocking links to a New York Post report about the issue and a black conservative activist being suspended for highlighting the matter. After an African-American BLM activist demanded an investigation into how the money was being spent, the national BLM organization threatened legal action before Coolers went on to claim that questions over her property buying spree were a false and dangerous story being pushed by right-wing forces and white supremacists. And by the way, she's a self-described Marxist. So everybody else should give up their property to the government, and everyone should live in misery and poverty, but you should own millions of dollars worth of property. BLM has raked in a staggering $90 million in donations last year alone. And you know it's almost all major corporations that gave them their money. You got to understand my thought that a lot of these charities are such scams. It's unbelievable. You know, you give your money to BLM and she buys multi-million dollar houses. So is it a nonprofit? Of course not. It's a scam. It's a scam from the standpoint you call it a nonprofit because, as I've said on this show before, you take in $1 million, you write yourself a $900,000 check in salary, and then the other 100 goes to first-class tickets on airplanes and first-class hotels. And then you say, oh, it's a nonprofit. I'm doing everything for charity. How much of the money goes to charity? None of it. All $1 million goes to me. But it's charity, and it's nonprofit. There's no profit because I spent it all. I mean, it's all a lie. Not every charity's a lie, of course, but a lot of them go to lavish lifestyles. Look at this article on the cover of the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper right now. Ex-Metro officer gets probation and fine for stealing from the K-9 fund. A former officer with the Metro Police Department, that's Las Vegas, who admitted to stealing from a police dog fundraiser, was ordered to pay thousands of dollars Wednesday and serve 3 years probation. Oh, gee, that's a really big penalty. You know, if you were a non-cop and you stole from a charity for children or animals, they'd hang you. But if you're a cop, and I love cops, but in this case, come on, 3 years probation. Sean Malia, who worked for the department for more than 2 decades, pleaded guilty to stealing, they say embezzling, I'll say stealing, $16,380 from the Friends for Las Vegas Police Canine Foundation. And by the way, I remember writing a check to that foundation. If I'm wrong, it's because I wrote it to the Los Angeles Canine Foundation. I've actually got a plaque on my wall. And I believe it was from the Las Vegas Review Journal newspaper. And it was because I wrote a $5,000 check to a canine foundation. And this is about 10 years ago. So I can't remember which foundation. But I think it had to be the Police Canine Foundation of Las Vegas. So there's the one he probably robbed. My $5,000 was, you know, stolen by him. Since his arrest in April 2020, it's funny because the guy's picture looks like a 70-year-old. He looks far older than me, and I'm about to be 60. And it says here he's 44 years old. That's funny. Oh, excuse me, 46 years old. And since his arrest, he's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, according to his attorney. He appeared via teleconference. I'd like to apologize for my actions and the liberties I took. And he paid out a check to cover the entire amount he stole. He was indicted last year on 12 counts of theft and 1 count of embezzlement. The point of all this is, and I don't know this man, maybe he's the nicest man in the world and he had a rough time, and maybe we should all feel bad for him. I don't know. Now he's got stage 4 cancer, maybe, using that as an excuse. I don't know. Maybe that's a con and a grift, too. My problem is that so many nonprofits are just a scam and a way to make money. That the person could have never made money if you said, I want your money, I need your money. No. But if you say it's for the dogs of the Canine Foundation, everybody opens up their wallet, like me. I wrote a $5,000 check a few years back for a Canine Foundation in Las Vegas. I'm sure it was this one. And this guy's stealing the money. Gee, that's a nonprofit. Of course there's no profits. You're stealing all the money. There's no profits. That's why they call it a nonprofit. That's certainly the Clinton Foundation MO. Are you kidding me? Clinton Foundation's the biggest fraud nonprofit in history. You do realize every dime that you take in, no taxes are owed. None. And the building could be sitting on a big piece of land. If I own that land, the property taxes might be $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year. But if a nonprofit sits on it, the taxes are zero. Or if a church sits on it, taxes are zero. So they have every edge and every advantage in the world. And yet, so many of them are still giant scams, and they just steal your money. I'm not high on nonprofits. I'm really not. They just use the money for themselves, whether it's this cop in Las Vegas, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, which gave almost nothing to charity, took in billions and gave big salaries and first-class airfare and private jets and first-class hotels. You know what I call that? A scam. A giant scam. But again, it's an opinion show, and that's just my opinion. But almost none of the money went to actual charity. Clintons never did anything for anybody in their lives. Talk about grifters in their whole lives. You think they did anything for Haiti after the earthquake? Haiti had that terrible earthquake, and the Clintons went down there and took advantage of the whole Haiti. And the question is, how much did they steal? How much did they divert to their own accounts? But again, it's an opinion show. It's just my opinion. Allegedly, it looked bad. It looked real bad. And continuing on with my theme of how many people rip you off in government and in nonprofits, do you know now there's an article out about lifeguards in Los Angeles, Los Angeles County? And there are 82 county lifeguards. Remember, these are guys who get to tan all day. Yes, they save a few lives from drowning. I get that. They do some heroic things. But they stand around with their tan bronze bodies in the sun in a Speedo on the beach in Los Angeles, on the beach in Santa Monica, on the beach in Pacific Palisades, on the beach in Malibu, on the beach in Santa Barbara. What a rough job. And there are 82 of them earning at least $200,000, seven making between $300,000 and $392,000. 31 lifeguards made between $50,000 and $131,000 just in overtime alone. And at the age of 55, they can retire on 79% of their pay, plus health insurance for life. Can you believe this? Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
You can hear that. That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I wasn't kidding you. Lifeguards in Los Angeles making $392,000 a year because they're members of the Lifeguards Union. The Los Angeles County Lifeguard Association. Makes all this possible. You can retire as young as 55 years old on 79% of your pay. Can you believe the audacity and the luck of some people? I can't even believe it's possible. Over the past 5 years, lifeguard captain Daniel Douglas brought home $630,000 in overtime alone. His total employment costs in 2019... In 2019, he made $368,000. That's $140,000 in base pay, $131,000 in overtime, $21,000 in other pay, $74,000 in benefits, and all of them get the best health insurance in the world, and I'm sure life insurance too. And I'm sure a lot of them are heroes, and I'm sure a lot of them are basically cops on the sand. I'm sure a lot of them are paramedics. I'm sure a lot of them do wonderful work and wonderful things, but you know, to spend your life hanging out on the sand in Santa Monica looking at the ocean and the sun's always out and you got a great tan and you're making $390,000 a year. The top paid public lifeguard in all of Florida made $118,000 last year, including benefits. Even in New York City, the top paid lifeguard made $168,000, including benefits. But in Florida, $118,000, including benefits, is the most any lifeguard made. That's about the right salary. If you ask me, what is a lifeguard worth to protect people's lives? You know, like $75,000, $80,000 a year, plus health insurance and benefits. So by the time you're done, you know, $100,000, $115,000 a year. To be a lifeguard. To be a kid your whole life. To stare at pretty girls all day long. Oh, my God, look at the gorgeous blonde walking by. Oh, man, do I have nice abs. Oh, man, I have a nice tan. Look, the blonde's walking towards me. You need to make $390,000 to do that? I think both of my sons were both handsome kids, both nice kids, both all-American boys. I'll bet they'd both like to be lifeguards for, like, you know, $8 an hour. Wait a minute, they're going to pay me to stand on the sand in front of the ocean and stare at beautiful women all day and show off my great abs? They're going to pay me? I'll take $8 an hour. These guys make $390,000 a year. And I'm pointing out the difference between public servants in Florida and obscene, greedy losers in a place like Los Angeles, California. The absurdity of paying somebody $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year to be a lifeguard. And that's why your taxes are so high in California, and that's why there's zero state income tax in Florida. Because in Florida, they don't make $390,000 for a lifeguard, they make $113,000, including benefits. Excuse me, $118,000, including benefits. It's hard to believe. It really is. Biden gave a speech today, by the way, as in basement Joe Biden, gave a speech to the Coast Guard. And first of all, they weren't laughing at anything he said, so he attacked them. And then he mentioned a mass murderer and communist, Mao Zedong. Can you believe that? That's Joe Biden. I'm trying to find the comment he made. Here it was. First of all, he's appointed people to scour their social media accounts for extremist content. And during a Wednesday commencement address for 2021 Coast Guard cadets, Biden was annoyed that there was very little applause. So he called them a dull class. You really are a dull class. Come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say about the Navy to clap, to be here together. So first of all, he insults the Coast Guard. You are really a dull class. And at one point, do you remember he called troops serving overseas stupid? And Chris, am I allowed to use the words B-A-S-T-A-R-D-S? Yeah, stupid bastards when they didn't clap for him. So troops serving overseas didn't clap for him. He called them stupid bastards. These cadets didn't clap for him in the Coast Guard. So he called them a boring class. Don't forget the other day he threatened to drive over a journalist. And the mainstream media couldn't care less. But the real key thing is that he quoted a communist. During his speech to the Coast Guard class today, he quoted mass murderer and communist leader Mao Zedong. There's a saying, he said, women hold up half the world. It's an absolutely stupid position not to make sure they represent at least half of what we do. Well, that quote is from Mao Zedong. He's got a weird obsession with Mao Zedong, considering he quotes the communist dictator all the time. He used the quote to explain his reasoning for selecting Kamala Harris. That same quote. This guy, Mao Zedong, was a brutal Chinese communist dictator. And just, you know, if Trump quoted a brutal dictator, do you have any idea what they'd say the next day? Unbelievable what's happening in America today. And we're going to have to fight. I don't know what form that's going to take yet. But we're going to have to fight. And we're going to have to fight hard. And I'll have much more to say on this in the near future. When it's a coup. They're taking over our country. It's a communist takeover. They stole the election. And the question is, how do we respond? And we better come up with some answers fast. See you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.